Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Welcome to you all this morning, especially if you're here maybe for the first time, you're kind of just visiting or you've come with a friend or family, big welcome to you. And we'd love to meet you afterwards in the hub, which is the part of the building you came in when you arrived. And there's a hospitality area. We'd love to meet you there and get to know you. Well, for many of us, we've obviously been away at Faith Camp, but whether we were at Faith Camp or not, none of us have missed out on anything that God is doing. We know we had some friends at Faith Camp who one of their friends couldn't be there, and for various reasons. And during last week, while they were at home, they were spending time with the Lord at different moments. And this is amazing. This must be the Holy Spirit. Whatever was being preached in that particular meeting when that person was praying at home was exactly what God spoke to the person about on their own. And it happened a number of times through the week. So it's amazing, isn't it? How God can say the same thing. They wanted to be at camp but just couldn't. But yet God still met with them in different ways during the week and just flowing in. So absolutely brilliant. It was a powerful, powerful time last week. And one of the phrases that a lot of people, when they came and said, thanks for Faith Camp and everything, one of the phrases people kept saying, it was so different this year. God is always powerful. He always works and moves. Right? He always meets with us, you know. But yet people saying there was something different about this year. It was like just, and God's turning the heat up. God's releasing more of who he is, you know, amongst us. And it'd be great to hear some stories and testimonies from the children's groups this morning, just hear what was going on. Some of the testimonies on the Friday evening at the beginning were great in terms of what God is doing, how he's working in younger children, prophesying, bringing the word of the Lord, healing the sick, putting a calling on their lives. Amazing when you hear their stories and testimonies. So those of you that were leading the different children's and young people's groups, do you want to just come up here? And we'll just hear from you guys over the next few minutes. Just some stories, testimonies of what God was doing. So let's welcome Katie, Sally, Colin, Dave. Dave Fraser? Davey. And I think Sally's going to represent Power Pack. Yeah, it's so, so good. In terms of what God was doing. So, Katie, what was happening at Tiny Treasures?
Yeah, we just had such an exciting time at Tiny Treasures. That's for Katie. It was just amazing. God was really turned up. From the first day, it was just so peaceful. It felt like we'd been there a few days already because everybody was just coming in and just really calm. And just his presence was on the place. Obviously, Tiny Treasures is up to, includes two-year-olds. So they're very little, but we had lots of expectations of what God was going to do, and he did them. He filled the children with the Holy Spirit. We had some testimonies on the Friday night of children asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit and then going into the main meeting in the evening and then speaking in tongues. We had a word about children sleeping. That was one of our mornings. We were doing the house of God, and we were talking about being in the bedroom, and that's your private place with God. But also in that place, you need to sleep. And obviously, sleep's quite an important thing for parents and children of that age. So we prayed for lots of children who weren't sleeping. And the next day, so many people, they slept for the first time. They slept. So that was great. So means a big thing. That's a big, big deal. We had a testimony of a lady who we always pray for people who want to become pregnant again or have been miscarrying or things like that. And a lady came and showed us her baby from last year who we prayed for because she couldn't conceive, and the baby was with us this week. So, yeah, that was great. But, yeah, so God did amazing things in Tiny Treasures, but I also want to say something about what God did on our unit with the children. I've got a picture, hopefully will come up. It's a bit sideways. So, yeah, thank you, Gwen and Matt and Simon and Shevis. You did a great job. But I just want to say what God did amongst the children on our unit. I mean, you just had to look across the unit and see they had all their groups. of little friends, and everybody was just getting on from all the ages. And God just does something really special at that time, and relationships are really built, and you just get to know one another so much better. Like, if you look at that picture, we've got Tiny Treasures, Bounces, Power Pack, and Resolute all in one time, all together. And he did the same with the adults as well. I know, you know, that we had the gala tent and all the teas and coffees and things. And it was just a really special time. So thank you, guys. I've got to know a lot more of you a bit better. And so, yeah, it was just really great.
And we need to mention the slip and slide that the Greaves invented, because that was awesome. And not only that, nobody broke anything on it, which was amazing. Right, I'm going to be a bit cheeky. If you were a power pack this week, would you come and join me? Because I wasn't there, but you were. So if you were in Power Pack 5s to 7s or 8s to 10s and you want to come and tell me about it, come really quickly and join me. Well done. Now, I'm going to get on my knees because I'm tall. You don't have to, okay? As that often happens, and I kneel down, the children kneel down, and we're like going forever. Okay, so you were in Power Pack 8s to 10s. Tell me what's the best thing that happened.
We went out to do Listen and Go, which is where we listen to God and we hear about someone, and he tells us about someone, then we go and pray for them. And I had a picture of someone with a black t-shirt and a white line that went dripping down, and then like blue jeans, and then I didn't get to pray for him, but then after, someone else found him and they prayed for him, because they had a picture of someone who had a bad leg, and they found the person that I described, and he had a bad leg.
And what happened when they prayed?
I don't know yet, but
I do, because they told me in the lunch queue he got healed. Well done, Bill, go and sit down. Isaac, what's the best thing for you?
Probably our encounter tent, when we got to like do lots of things to interact with God, and one of them was when like we had to what was it called? Pick a scroll, and you had to like get a scroll with what God said on it.
So was there a scripture on it, or a word from God to encourage you?
A word of God.
Okay. Awesome. Was yours good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Charlie, you had a big adventure, didn't you? Tell us what you got up to.
Well, I guess God has a sense of humour, because what happened was, I remember when we were doing Listen and Go, one group were told that there was a girl that was on Unit 17, and in our group we had a boy who was on Unit 17, and so both the two groups came to Unit 17 at the same time. We noticed the people that we were looking for were in the opposite groups.
But did God do something amazing in their lives?
Yeah.
Awesome. And wait, oh, thanks, Charlie. That's okay. Brilliant. Thank you, love. Hi, what did you do? What was the best bit about Faith Camp for you?
Singing at Power Pack.
Singing at Power Pack. Cool. Did you learn some new songs? Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Aidan. That's brilliant. Annalise, what was the best thing for you?
Lots of miracles happened.
Lots of miracles happened. The map on the last night, because they put in Power Pack, they put a balloon on a big site map of where the miracles were. And there were hundreds of miracles that the children saw directly through their prayers during the week. Was that the best bit for you, Annalise? Brilliant. Thank you. Joshy, what do you want to tell us?
My favourite thing about Power Pack was that this year I got a new toy at the sweet shop.
Fantastic.
And it was from Cars 3.
It was from Cars 3. Have you seen it? Cars 3, the movie?
Not all of them.
The trailers, okay. That's a project for the summer then. We'll have a word with Mum and Dad, shall we? I want to go too. There you go, it speaks for itself. But a big thank you to Heather, even though she's in her absence, because those guys just sow so much into our children. That is long, long lasting, and we really, really appreciate what they did. So thank you, Power Pack. Dave.
Oh, wow. First of all the glory goes to the Lord, doesn't it? We started with a blank canvas. We didn't know what we were going to be doing for most of the rest of last year. In January, God said to Karen, I want you to teach the children how to go fishing. Jesus said, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. So I think we got some pictures. So we started with a blank canvas spiritually and physically when we turned up. And so we started building, and there's a stage, the rainbow over the top. And then there's the boat. So I built a fishing boat because I thought that was a good idea. And we finished a fishing boat, and I built Wally the Winking Whale to the Jonah story as well, because I knew that was a good idea too. And that's a finished article. So just hold on that picture for us. So you've got the boat, and you've got nets, and you've got the anchor, and you've got the steering wheel, and you've got Bob, the puppet there, who helped interact with the children. They love the puppet. They lock on to what the puppet's doing more than what we're saying. That's really important. So on the first day, we talked to them about salvation and getting into the boat with Jesus, no matter what the storms might be like or what life was going to be like. There's Wally. Hello, Wally. You do wink, but not on that picture. Next one. And then we invited them to come and get on the boat with Jesus if they wanted to. So they all got their little persons, and we wrote their names on, and they all came up themselves and stuck their names onto the boats. But some of them stuck it on the anchor. Now, isn't that sweet? Almost like there was a different sort of level of understanding for some of them. On the Tuesday morning, we had an absolute riot in the Holy Spirit in the 8 o'clocks. They were very, very powerful times. So on the Tuesday morning when we started talking to them about the Holy Spirit, the second stage time, we took an hour. We had 75, 76 children there who focused for an hour. As we talked to them about Paul going to Ephesus and finding some disciples who hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet. And one of the words over the week for us was more than you can hope or imagine. And we were trying hard not to try and imagine what the more than would be. And then as we read that scripture this morning, we saw that it was these disciples, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit when Paul laid hands on them. And they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. And that was the more than element. So we got them to start praying and praying for each other. And even Lenny joined in. We had a phenomenal team up there. Let me tell you, last summer, a little boy, after we'd been talking about the Holy Spirit and prophetic release, he accurately prophesied what the theme for this summer was going to be to one of the other core team people. And she stored it up in her heart and didn't tell us because she didn't want to influence us. So we heard in January, he heard in August. Absolutely spot on. We had a phenomenal team, lots of healings, lots of wonderful fun. Children who really heard clearly from God. When we did the listening to God sessions, what's God saying about your future? And they were hearing stuff from God about their destiny in God, not just for little bits and pieces now, but what they would be when they were grown up. And we'd been declaring stuff in the Spirit early in the morning, the 8 o'clock, very accurately with things like people who would not just be teachers, but the people who would influence the teachers, who would dictate what teachers could teach. And then children were saying, God says, I'm going to be a teacher. And I'm going to help teachers and journalists and people who are influential in the media. And the children, we declared it earlier on, and then the children were owning it after they'd been listening to God. So we had a phenomenal time, and yeah, there was so much love in the place. It was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time. I can't tell you all the healings. There were so many. More than anything else, it's just brilliant watching these children really just locking into God and worshipping and spontaneously, not praying for their, say for their stuff, but for stuff that they saw around them, in their families, people back on the unit, in their extended families. They weren't being self-centered. They were seeing stuff and praying for it. So we had a phenomenal time. Thank you.
If you were in Resolute last week, could you stand up? I won't get you to come up, don't worry, but I know you're here. Yeah. Thanks, guys. So we had a few guys from around here. Thanks, guys. You can sit down again. None of them wanted to come and share anything. But it was amazing what God was doing. It was interesting that last year Resolute was pioneered. It was the first year we did Resolute. And there was very much a sense of having to break through into something new and to break new ground. And in it, there was very much a kind of a fighting throughout the whole week. This year, however, so many people commented on just the different atmosphere. And it was almost like last year broke the door down and this year it was wide open for God to just do what he wanted to do. And it was interesting that everything that God spoke to myself and Sarah about of the way that what he wanted to do throughout the week and what would work and what would happen and the messages and things like that, that actually what we realized as the week progressed is that it just was know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and then go to make a difference. And it was on the first night we saw people giving their lives to Jesus for the first time. And it's amazing every year to see people who've been through Faith Camp. They've been there maybe for years, but there just comes that time when it's that moment where they just give their life to Jesus for the first time. We saw people getting filled with the Holy Spirit and God just communicated this whole thing of the fact he's broken the yoke of slavery and we're no longer, never again to allow ourselves to be yoked with that and to walk in freedom. What does it mean to walk in freedom? Right through to we had the Right Honourable Dave Hellier come and share a message about what it means to take what God is doing at camp and go and to go and make a difference. And throughout the whole week, just seeing God just bringing this together, knitting everything together and all the different parts. And for me personally, as a leader, it was very different from last year where it was a sense of I'm here to break through and to be an example of what this should look like and what it's to be after what God has said. Whereas this year was a year of release and we had so many of our leaders step up and lead and speak and minister and teach for the first time. And it was incredible to see that for me, so much of the fruit of this week was not just what God did in young people, but in releasing adults who are on the team into their callings and just a greater release of the anointing on their lives. And I'm excited to see what fruit that produces is we're not just raising up the 200 or so young people, but also leaders who are going to then see the same happen in their churches and their homes and their hometowns. So it was amazing though, the testimonies we heard, there were a lot of healing as one person came up and said, God spoke to me last year, that he was going to heal me of my dyslexia. And she came and told us this year that God had done that. And she'd been tested a couple of months previously. And there was like this piece of paper that says, you are no longer dyslexic. And as she shared, which was an awesome testimony. So praise God for that. But as she shared it, really encouraged her. She was a bit nervous, didn't want to do that, but said, yeah, I want it to be shared because I understand the power of testimony. And she shared it. And then others came up and said, so does that mean God can heal me of my dyslexia? And what was amazing was to see the number of times that people were sent away. Okay. When you are ready, when you know God is ready to heal you. So it wasn't my faith is going to see you healed or restored, but when God has spoken to you that he can do it. And then children coming back and young people coming back through the week and saying, God said he's going to do it now. And then them getting healed there. But by your faith, may it be done unto you. And it was amazing to see that them kind of getting this revelation and realization of my faith in God. God responds to my faith. Like, I can see these things happen in the same way that these guys up here can. And that in of itself was amazing. The number of leaders who said, a young person came up to them and said, you know how you prayed for me the other day? And they went, no, what did we pray for again? You know, it was like, it wasn't some great and powerful thing that to us of like, my faith has seen you healed. But to them, they took away, okay, God has done something in me. And they just wanted to press into that and see the fruit of that. And they would come back and bring a testimony. So it's just amazing to see that the emphasis went from the leaders to, okay, it's your faith. Because what are you going to take back with you to see this continue when you get home? So it was an amazing, amazing week in a completely different way to we've seen before. So, yeah, thank you, Jesus.
On the subject of different, we had a different week too. Partly just due to the fact that if you've been to Faith Camp for the last 6 years, you'd have known that we did our morning meetings in the Cambridge suite and then did our evening meetings in the exec arena, whatever it's called these days. And we didn't do that this year. We did everything in the Cambridge suite because they've done some renovation works in there, so it's actually slightly larger than it used to be. And sometimes you can think of those things as like a practical change, and it's purely a practical change, and that's nice for me to know in my practicalities, but it doesn't necessarily have to impact what goes on in the week. Spiritually, that's so wrong. It had a massive impact on what happened spiritually, and partly just because there was a freedom and release of our time. Every day, we used to set up and pack down our own venue twice every day. We didn't have to do that anymore. And do you know what that did? Was it actually freed up more team to spend more time with more young people throughout the week. And I know that we saw more freedom in their lives as a result, because that's what our stories are about. Lads, do you want to come on up? We've got Fraser and Dave, who are part of our team. Do you want to come as well?
Definitely, yeah.
And Holly as well. So Holly was in the movie as a young person. We'll hear from you first. And then these lads. Just as a quick example of this, Fraser's in the band and previously would have never been able to talk to a young person in the Move Cafe, because all of the time that the Move Cafe was open, he'd have been setting up for the evening meeting in the venue next door. So this year, his story is only made possible because we've changed the timetable. Isn't it funny? A practical little silly things have a massive impact when God shows us what to do. Holly, you came to the Move. How was it for you?
It was so incredible this year. I honestly went to Faith Camp really not expecting it to be anything to change me, because I've had quite a tough year with a few things. I had a very strong faith when I was younger, and I guess this year, in fact, the last 2 years, maybe more like 5 years, it's been a bit shaky. And all of this year, I honestly have slightly grudgingly come to church, and, you know, just being honest with all of you, I went to faith camp not really expecting much to happen, and it happened. Everything in my heart focused on Jesus, and completely, I feel very set free. There was a song last faith camp that I might be wrong, but I believe Fraser and Toby wrote it, that's called Love Like Fire. After last faith camp, those lyrics of the chorus spoke to me so much. I wrote them on a sheet of paper and I put them on my wall in my bedroom. And all of this year, I might not have believed in those lyrics, but they were on my wall and they were spoken over my life. And this year, when they played it for the first time in the Move, I broke down crying and I completely surrendered myself to God. Also, just a little thing that also happened this year. Earlier this year, I dated someone who wasn't a Christian. And at the time, I pushed down the nagging feeling in my heart that I would be okay with it. I felt like I would be satisfied dating him, even though I knew that I wanted someone who was a Christian. And at the time, I just ignored the feeling that I ignored the fact that he wasn't a Christian. I tried to push it down. But after that ended, I have actually realized this week that I will never be satisfied with someone who does not worship God and love God with all his heart. So that is something that God has been speaking to me about all week. So that is actually a big, big breakthrough for me. And hopefully my parents will be appreciative of this, because they've been praying for me about this. So yeah, praise be to God. The Move was so great. So yeah, okay.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you for sharing. That's cool, isn't it? It's real. Dave. Dave spent most of the week at the back of the venue and outside the venue, kind of mopping up the people that hadn't quite managed to make it through the doorway.
It wasn't as messy as it sounds. No, so two stories really. There was one guy I met throughout the week when there'd been powerful times in worship and he felt very empty. And he'd been researching things online about how, you know, what really is the meaning of life, I suppose, in you know, to sum it up. And he really wanted to see God. Who is God? He wanted that connection with God. So we'd go through these times with during the week and he'd feel very empty, very hopeless, really. And then there was this moment, I think it was on the last day, wasn't it? And He came over to me and Fraser, and he'd been talking to various other people throughout the week as well. And he showed us this poem. And there was two kind of sides to the poem. One was, God, really, I don't know who you are. Why have you done all this stuff to me? Why has all this stuff happened? All this kind of stuff. I'm searching for you. Who are you? And then the next kind of poem or on the next page was, wow, God, all this amazing stuff you've done in my life. I really recognize who you are. And this was all done in his tent. So it was amazing how God just met with him in his tent. And then one more, there was this guy who was just sitting out on the bench, and he looked quite upset. So I went and sat next to him and said, you know, mate, what's up? He's like, I've lost my watch. And it had significance to him because it was his granddad's watch. And he came from a Catholic background, so he'd prayed to St. Nicholas to help him find it. And so I was like, okay, well, should we pray to God, you know? So I was like, let's give that a go. So, I prayed for him, you know, God, you know, basically, would you help him find his watch? Anyway, he scampered off and was like, I've managed to get into the cattle shed somehow. And so he came back to me and was like, I found my watch. I was like, oh, great. Praise God. You know, you found your watch. Now I was like, now get back into the meeting. So he went back into the meeting, and it was the night Karen Wheaton was with us. And so it was a really powerful time of deliverance for certain issues that young people face. So he was one of the guys that really met with God in that way and then came back out. I was kind of at the front at that time, just helping out. And but I saw him run out, and he sat on a bench, and he was crying. I was like, you know, you're right, mate. He was like, I want to preach. I want to preach. Who do I preach to? I need to preach. So I was like, well, mate, preach to me. Tell me your first sermon. So he preached to me about how much God loves me. And it was just an amazing, amazing to see how God done that in his life. So, yeah.
I think for us, just in the worship to begin with, we just hit a whole new level just in terms of not only from stage what we were releasing, but seeing the response from the young people. There were certain moments in the week when we could hear the young people over what we were playing on stage. And, you know, we didn't have a drum screen at camp, so it was loud on the stage. And just the passion that they were singing with was just incredible. And Karen Wheaton, when she came, confirmed that, because she said, when I see you worship in this room, despite what's happening in this nation, I see hope for this nation, because there's a generation that are willing to worship God. And we just really believe that God's bringing us into something new. And I'm excited for what that will result in from Faith Camp. As a group of young people, we've been trying to move forward in that throughout the year. So we had a load of EPs that we had recorded this year, and we sold out of all of them at camp, which was amazing. And we're really excited for not only what God started, but what he's going to continue to do. And on the Friday, we spoke about being in church and what that really means for you know, younger people. Because I think a lot of younger people, they're starting to leave the church at quite an alarming rate. And so we were saying, we need you in the church. Without you, there's something in the church that is actually missing. And God just did so much stuff in people's lives, and really dealing with issues that people had relating to offense that people had taken. And I really believe that God's going to do something in this generation of bringing a load of people back to the church as a result of that. Yeah, and as Dave was saying, because we had more time as the band, I was able to, you know, to spend more one-on-one time with people, which is brilliant. And just one story out of the many that there was as a result of that was there was a young guy who on the first night gave his life back to God. The second night he got filled with the Holy Spirit. And on the Wednesday, we had done like a worship kind of night, and we were talking about listening to God and hearing from him, but also being free, so that, because we can only tell people about a God that we know. And so I prayed with him afterwards, and just God dealt with loads of like really huge things that happened to him this year, and just real sense of shame and guilt. And it was like it visibly got lifted off of him. And so his life was completely turned around. And then on the Friday he came up to me and said, I haven't been to church in a year, but I'm going to find a church now. And, you know, it was really practical. I was Googling churches with him where he lived, and just like really deep, but really practical. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks, buddy. On the whole thing of like practicalness, every day, we gave people the option, to take, if they wanted to take on one of like life's big questions, like if there's a God of love, why is there suffering? Why should we even trust the Bible and what's written in it? What does God think about sexuality? And does science disprove God? Those sorts of topics. in the cafe with people, just actually grinding out, what does the Bible say about this stuff? What does God say about this stuff? What do we as Christians believe about all these big questions? And it's been so practical and so helpful on a really like just day-to-day level that it's been liberating for a lot of them to go back to their homes and schools with confidence to stand up and say what they know that they believe and what they believe is true, which is just brilliant. It really kind of gives me a thrill to know that, yes, we meet with God in power in the meetings, but we also help them answer questions that their friends bully them about at school too. So a bit of both, which is brilliant.
I just wanted to hijack the end of this just to, in my job as Emerging Generations Coordinator, which basically means I walk around and see how amazing all these people are who've just spoken to you all week. But I just wanted to commend them to you because every single one of them has given so much this week of exactly what's been needed for each child in each generation. In Tiny Treasures, they've had the opportunity for the parents to be blessed and to be helped, because a lot of that goes on in there, and children to be filled with spirit and to come into a first entering of relationship with Jesus. In Bouncies, they've learnt to worship and the joy of knowing God's presence and to pray for one another for healings. And I've heard so many healings that Dave didn't even touch on, where parents have been prayed for by their little Bouncies who were three and got healed in their tents. And then moving on into Power Pack, where they start to own moving in the things of God, understanding and hearing his voice and turning their attention out to the world, into the safe place that is Resolute, where, believe me, things came out there, the deep, deep things that God was touching. And in that place, it was a safe place of healing. And then into the Move, where they basically learned there's a line and you need to step over that line with everything God's got and go and make a difference. It's a journey. And Chris, is it all right to have that picture up? I'm going to have to ask for forgiveness for this afterwards, because I haven't got permission to show it. But can you see the tiny green Power Pack? Can you see there's a tiny green t-shirted Power Pack person? That's a photograph from 20 years ago, and it's Kate Squires as a Power Pack on the platform. Please ask her forgiveness on my behalf. I'll buy chocolate. And this year she supported Pete in the worship and, you know, was singing. And from one generation to another generation, we declare the works of the Lord. But actually, amongst the children, in each generation, that's the generation where she stood up and testified to what God had called her to be. And we saw this year, in this generation, her stepping into it. And that's the story of our children's work. So thank you.
So good, so good. Just at this point, anybody that was involved in helping in Faith Camp, I mean, these guys in the Emerging Generations, all of that, they do an amazing job. It's not just the week, it's all the prep that goes on as well for weeks and months beforehand. So big thanks to them. But also, anybody else, if you are serving in any way, shape or form, can you just stand to your feet? And we just want to thank you for just sowing your week, time and everything. Huge appreciation. Because Faith Camp, there's no way it can happen unless we volunteer and we do it together. So huge appreciation and thanks to all of you for being involved in whatever way you are doing something. Bless you. Thanks. Pastor Colin, do you want to say anything? It's your turn.
Say deep. No, that wasn't good enough. Deep. Right from the first evening, God did a deep work. Pastor Clive preached on the first night, and I don't think we've ever had such a deep challenge for people to surrender their lives fully right on the first night of camp. And that's what went on all the way through the week, how important for the seed of our lives to fall into the ground and die if they're going to be fruitful, just as Jesus says, that we don't keep the seed of our lives ourselves in our hands. And this is the impression that we had all the way through the week, that at every meeting, God was doing a deep work in people's lives, a thorough work. And Karen Wheaton, when her ministry came, it was deep. I think a lot of us were probably challenged about how important it is to pray right through situations. Not pray about situations, but to pray through to the place of victory in those situations, and how we are seekers after the glory. I was saying amen, amen, amen all the way through that, because this is what it's about, God being glorified in our lives. We live for his glory. Otherwise, we don't understand what it is to be a Christian, because that's what it means to be a Christian. We're living for the glory of God. So I think it was a very, very powerful week. And the testimonies of the Powerpackers and others on the last night, I think, was at another level. I mean, two things happened at that last meeting that I don't think we've had before. And these are the 8 to 10-year-olds, so I don't know exactly the age of them. But we had a 10-year-old preach for 4 or 5 minutes. And of all things, he preached on Isaiah 6 about the holiness of God. And it was great. I mean, you could see, you know, move over, there's a new preacher coming along. And one of our girls, one from here, actually prayed for the thousands of people that were at the meeting. And she prayed well, she prayed powerfully. And, you know, I'm sure there's lots of people here this morning, you've never felt the freedom to pray aloud in a prayer meeting when there's just a handful of people. And here's a little, I don't know, 8, 9, 10-year-old praying for thousands in public. I mean, this is the nature of what God is doing amongst our young people. And I think we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful year, because every faith camp is a reflection of what God has done among us here during the year. And I think that demonstrated that God has been doing a deep work here in the lives of people. Now, next year, an expansive work. That the deep, the seed of our lives are going to fall into the ground and die in a new sense. And we're going to see more and more of God's activity, more and more freedom, more and more power, more and more healing, more and more evangelism, more and more people. And next year at Faith Camp, all that will happen. Amen. So praise God for, because it's all his mercy and grace, isn't it? I mean, it's always a challenging week, a tiring week for those of us that are doing the ministry. But, I mean, you're just sustained all the way through by the mercy and grace of God. So let's give him a great big thank you.
Great. I'm aware, obviously, some of the children, you know, want to go and play and all of that. So we're going to close in a couple of minutes. Do you want the microphone?
Did you want a hug then?
I thought, let's have a hug in front of everybody. You can go and sit down now. That's all right. Thanks. That's all I wanted. I felt lonely. I just wanted a hug. This year, there was just a mark of God on this year in terms of what he's doing. Pastor Colin summed it up brilliantly there. Depth. Pete had a word, didn't you, mate, before the beginning of the week? Two words. Was it fear and fun? Fear and fun. The fear of the Lord, the awe of God, but fun at the same time. And it really was that kind of week. Going on, Jane.
I just want to finish with that, really. It was the fear of God on us, the awe of God, just how amazing he is. I can't stop grinning. Just how amazing he is, how awesome, extravagant love for us. He's given us an extravagant kingdom, extravagant promises. And we had that. God just did so much. He did. It was deep. It was powerful. It was life changing. So everybody I've spoken to that was there has had that happen. But the fun bit as well was just like God's heart, you know, for us. God's heart for his people, but God's heart for this nation. And the last night where Andy just brought a brilliant word on freedom and being free from the enemy, free from religion, and finished it. He said, I don't know how this is going to end. I don't know, God, how you're going to finish this. But he just felt to get everybody up dancing. Okay, dancing on the enemy, dancing over fear and release from religion, dancing for the UK. That's what we were doing at the end, okay? And one of the things, when I was away in the States, there's quite a few things at camp that happened that God had spoken to me, and it wasn't that I had anything to do with it, but God did it. I saw it happen. And the last, when we were in the States, God showed me a picture of him. You know, when everything was going on in this nation, there was a lot of bad stuff, terrorism, the fire happened. There was a lot of grief, a lot of pain, a lot of fear going on. And we were away watching this. We were praying and praying. And I felt in a meeting when we were at Bethel, I saw God singing and dancing over this nation. And I was like, God, really? He was like, yeah, I'm singing and I'm dancing over this nation and I want you to join in. And he was speaking to us while we were over there. This is a whole word. I'm not going there now, but basically of having a different spirit. Okay. We have a different spirit to the world. We have a spirit of faith. We have a spirit of Joshua and Caleb. God is extravagant. He's made extravagant promises. We're an extravagant kingdom that we want to see break out. Amen. Amongst us, through us, and in this world. Miracles that we've been seeing this week. Miracles, deliverances. I saw some myself in the movie with Karen Wheaton. It was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. But what we want is not a moment. And we don't want a monument. We want momentum. Amen. Momentum in the spirit. And God, like Pastor Con is saying, he is moving. He is moving. We want to see more. I don't want to leave Faith Camp. From that Friday night when Andy got us dancing on stage, I so needed a wee. I was like, God, please don't let me wet myself in front of everybody. But I had to keep going and going because we were dancing over the nation. Anyway, that aside, I felt this morning God say he wants to carry on where we left off at Faith Camp. And if you need a breakthrough or you need a miracle, I want you to come down the front and we're going to dance. Is that okay? I want us to just carry on, or God wants us to carry on. I felt God say people need to break through. And religion will say, yes, I know God, what God has promised, but I'm not doing it that way. That's what religion says. That's what the guy said when they stood before the promised land. Yes, we know God has spoken, but we're not doing that. And God says, come and get your breakthrough. He's going to dance over you. He's singing over you and you're going to have a release because that's what he's doing and how he's doing it. And we want to join in with him. Is that okay? Rule Britannia. That's another preach, but anyway. Yeah, I'll leave it for now. It's out of slavery, though. Over this nation, you know the song, Rule Britannia? We will never, never, never be slaves. We've come out of slavery into freedom. God is releasing this nation. There's a roar, there's a sound in this nation that God wants to release, but it comes through us because we carry the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We're just gonna go for it because God wants to release over you this morning. Is that okay? But if you want to come up here and dance, join me and Clive.
Everybody up then. Get everybody up.
Yeah, come on up. If you want a breakthrough, you want a miracle, come down the front. If you know it's what you need, if you want to carry on from Friday night, wherever you were at Faith Camp, just come. Kids as well, we're just going to dance and just rejoice in God, eh? Because he is rejoicing over us. He is singing. He is dancing. He's released us from all our fears. It says in Zephaniah 3, whatever. He rejoices over us. We're singing. He's releasing us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.